Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum says there will be no invasion of Mexico. Her remarks come after a New York Times report that President Trump has secretly signed a directive to the Pentagon to begin using military force against some Latin American drug cartels. On the day President Trump set as a deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin, there is still no announcement of a meeting. CBS's Aaron Navarro at the White House.
There are indications that there is planning from the U.S. side for some type of meeting. We know that the United Arab Emirates, Rome, and Hungary are under consideration.
The Justice Department has expanded its investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James in the civil fraud investigation of the president, legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
It is pretty unprecedented to go after a prosecutor for doing what prosecutors are supposed to do.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher today. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. At a press conference today, Milwaukee's mayor gave an update on how the city is handling downtown violence. Mayor Johnson said the new approach includes boosting police patrols, deploying a mobile booking unit, changing food truck hours to reduce crowding, and enforcing curfew and gun restrictions. Drones are now helping officers respond faster, and local businesses are teaming up with law enforcement. The mayor said there are challenges with funding and is urging lawmakers to invest more in public safety. Calling all citizen scientists. The DNR is putting out a call for help this time of year. News director Sholly Pittman has more.
If you spot a deer or a game bird, help the DNR track it. Paul Frater is wildlife data analyst at the DNR.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn-to-doe ratio for deer and the poults-to-hens ratio for game birds. Those are used in decisions around wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th, while the Game Bird Survey wraps up at the end of this month. Frater says there's a reason the survey's happening now.
So late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds.
Both surveys ask you to record wildlife from dawn to dusk. State biologists started collecting this data at least 60 years ago to get a handle on wildlife populations. But the surveys have been open to the public for about the last 15 years. You can submit your data with your smartphone using the Survey 123 app. The DNR says don't try and submit your data if you're behind the wheel.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Packers preseason underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Aaron Mosby made the team last year as a linebacker. Does he feel pressure to make the cut this year?
It's always pressure when you're trying to make a 53-man roster. That's just anyone in the league. It can go for anyone. So it's a little bit of pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing this since we were little kids. So you just go out there, you know, try to have fun with it. Try to do your best and try to make a splash play here and there.
College football. The Badgers hold their final practice at UW-Platteville Saturday night before moving back to Madison. Baseball. The Brewers and the Mets in Milwaukee. First baseman Andrew Vaughn continues to hit home runs every series.
Vaughn, it's unbelievable. Three times on base. One time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins are the three that you got to look at. And Sal, those are great performances by those four.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lake. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, just a quick reminder, as we start this hour, the tickets to the KPFT, our Houston affiliate, our Houston Pacifica affiliate, the soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and my book signing session, will be at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church, August 9th, Saturday, are available now. And you can see the details on my Facebook page or at kpft.org, I believe. So, a fine time will be had by all this weekend. The art of the cover-up, Trump, Epstein, and the secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter. We're discovering now that the sacred scepter is how Donald Trump refers to his whatever you call that. You know what I'm talking about here. This is just, it turns out now that, they're talking about, they've got this tape, apparently video and audio, of Ghislaine Maxwell being interviewed by Todd Blanche for 2 days. And apparently she's saying, oh, Donald Trump never had anything to do with young girls. I don't know anything about that. But Bill Clinton, yes, of course. Bill Gates, oh, yeah, the Democrats were all over those little things, those young girls. But, Donald Trump, no, he's a gentleman. He would never, we don't know for sure what the tape says, but what we do know is that Ghislaine has been moved into a minimum security, it's not even a prison. I mean, the fence that surrounds the facility is like the fence on for your backyard. It's just a 5-6 foot high chain link fence. Anybody could jump it if they wanted, which is kind of the problem, because there might be people who want to, really harm Ghislaine, and another reason why she should probably be at a facility with a little more security. But, this facility, by the way, trains dogs, and they train dogs like for police departments and things. And so apparently she's now a puppy trainer, and they have yoga classes for the women who are there every morning. She's taking the yoga class. So all of this suggests that there is, a massive cover-up on its way. I think it's important to remember that, when Nixon wanted to break into the Democratic headquarters in the Watergate Hotel, leading up to the election of whatever it was, I don't recall if this was 68 or 72. When Nixon had the Watergate burglars, most of these guys, by the way, veterans of the Bay of Pigs, and also a couple of them involved in the Kennedy assassination. But when Nixon, wanted these guys to break in, apparently because he believed they had something, the Democrats had information about Nixon's sabotaging the Vietnam peace talks in 68. In other words, the treason he had committed. When he authorized that break-in, it wasn't the break-in that took him down. I mean, if he had just said, "Oh yeah, yeah," you know, I told him to go ahead and break into the DNC, you know, he would have gotten a lot of crap for it. But he probably wouldn't have had to resign. But it was the cover-up that took him down. It was the tapes. It was all the things, you know, that he was saying in secret. It was basically the cover-up. Bill Clinton wasn't impeached because he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky or any of the other women that he was alleged to have had affairs with. He was impeached because he lied under oath. You know, that provoked Ken Starr to produce this 100-plus page report with all this salacious detail in it. By the way, we'll see nothing like that coming out of the out of the Maxwell Epstein thing. Even Ronald Reagan, you know, he escaped the full weight of Iran-Contra by claiming that he didn't know that his campaign had negotiated a deal with the Ayatollahs in Iran to hold the hostages and screw Jimmy Carter. It's always the cover-up. The moment the lie collapses, this whole edifice of power begins to rot from the inside out. And here we are again. You know, Donald Trump is facing a story that he'd rather bury on a golf course like his first wife, Ivana. You know, just out of the way here. The Epstein whole thing is no longer a scandal. It's become an open wound. I mean, there are suicides, there's dead ends, there's sealed documents, there's missing logs. There's apparently terabytes, you know, thousands of gigabytes of video of and audio tapes and documents that were found. I mean, you know, we saw the pictures when they first raided Epstein's Florida house. I believe it was his Florida house. It might have been his New York house, actually, now that I think about it. But in any case, when they raided his house and they discovered this safe and this huge box with filled with videotapes and audio tapes and CDs, and I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Where is all that stuff now? And so what's the Trump administration telling us they're going to share with us? Well, apparently they're debating right now whether or not to share or how much to share of Ghislaine's testimony to Todd Blanche. Now, Todd Blanche, of course, was Donald Trump's former criminal defense lawyer, who, by the way, lost his case. But, you know, and they're talking about releasing that. And they're talking about releasing the grand jury transcripts. Well, the grand jury, first of all, you know, they probably won't be able to release them because Ghislaine is appealing her case to the Supreme Court, and those transcripts are part of the record that, you know, if it's released, it's going to interfere with that process. But nonetheless, the grand jury testimony only had two witnesses, two FBI agents who testified, you know, to what they believed was going on. There's not a single bit of victim testimony. There's no, apparently, no testimony specifically about any of the Johns, the guys who, or the people that were being blackmailed. I mean, it's just, it's this very surface thing. And then we get this story from Lev Parnas. You know, Lev, he's got his own Substack newsletter now, and he's popping up on various podcasts and things. So Sean reached out to him last week to come on our program. And this is what he had to say yesterday. He said, "I told you it was coming. And here it is. Trump has activated Comer." Now, here he's talking about House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, who has now subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton to talk about Epstein, but hasn't subpoenaed Alex Acosta, you know, the guy who gave Epstein the sweetheart deal. And then Trump apparently paid him off by making him labor secretary. They haven't subpoenaed Melania Trump, who was introduced to Donald, apparently, by Epstein. And According to Epstein, the first time Donald and Melania ever had sex was on the Lolita Express on Epstein's jet. And they're certainly not subpoenaing Donald Trump, but they, you know, they want Bill Clinton. Yeah. So anyhow, back to Lev Parnas said. He said, "I told you it was coming, and here it is. Trump has activated Comer. This is coordinated, calculated, the subpoenas, the oversight committee drama. It's all part of the show. And while the press focuses on the chaos, the real operation is happening behind closed doors at J.D. Vance's home." Now, this is the, you know, the new news, apparently, this week, that they're having emergency sessions at J.D. Vance's home. Now, I've been kind of suspicious of JD. You know, does he really want Donald to get out of the way so that he can become president? Is he sabotaging this effort, or is he actually leading it? Back to Lev Parnas, quote, they think they can get away with it. They think the Circus Act Congressman James Comer is rolling out, raving around subpoenas and distractions, is enough to keep the public entertained while they pull off one of the biggest cover-ups in American history, erasing Trump from the Epstein files like he was never there. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. You know, America is talking about Trump and this whole tough guy, populist, champion, innocent victim of witch hunts and all that. That's all kind of collapsing. And the cover-up, I mean, it's happening in broad daylight with Ghislaine Maxwell being moved to the, you know, the Let's Train Puppy Farm. You know, this isn't about sex. This is about power. And this is about what happens when people who are supposed to serve the public start lying. This is how the pattern always cracks, always. The lie gets too big, the system bends just far enough, the cover-up fails. And so we're waiting for a tape, for a transcript, and the predictable outrage that'll come when it's clear that Maxwell is now part of the cover-up, that she's in on the whitewash. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's always the cover-up.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
Single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. With sinking approval ratings and the 2026 midterms looming, President Donald Trump asked Texas legislators to further gerrymander congressional maps and preserve a GOP advantage in the U.S. House. Sinking to the challenge, Democratic states are threatening to cheat in their states, too. States rarely redistrict mid-decade. Trump's unfavorable ratings reached 56% in a July 28th Economist YouGov poll, and with only a 219 to 212 GOP advantage in the U.S. House, Trump asked the Texas legislature for help. The GOP already has 25 of the state's 38 U.S. House seats, but July 30th, the legislature unveiled a map targeting Democratic districts in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and South Texas to gain an extra 5 GOP seats, according to the Texas Tribune. Ohio, another GOP-dominated state, is also redistricting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested his state's congressional map may have, quote, defects that need to be remedied. Leaders in blue states, including California, Illinois, Maryland, and New York, have threatened to counteract gerrymandered GOP gains. While California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened, his state uses a constitutionally protected independent redistricting commission, as do six other blue states, making it harder to game the system. We have all our Redistricting Week reports at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. To become a member, because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Tom to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school.
He came down the escalator, hair like a flame, said he drained the swamp, but it stayed the same. Built a kingdom of gold on a scaffolding lie, now he's polishing statues while justice walks by. There's a woman in Texas who used to procure, now she's teaching puppies her conscience obscure. She whispered 2 days to the feds down Tallahassee, then got a room with Elizabeth Holmes and a smoothie. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter, where the lies get longer and the truth gets deader. No one's clean, some get clever. It's the art of the cover-up, baby, now more than ever. They say it's not the crime, it's the mop and the spin, the shredded notes, the winks, the grin. Tricky Dick had tapes, Bill had a cigar, Donnie's got a scepter buried not too far. Don't touch it without gloves, the legend goes, a germaphobe's wand with a trail of woes. But you can't bleach truth or redline guilt when a temple of power's built on silk. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter, where the guilty grin. Cover up, taught by a jester.
Three minutes past the hour.
There's a leak in the
yeah, this is, I think, this has the potential to be a genuine watershed moment for the Trump administration. Because they're just playing this all wrong. And the way that Trump is just doing everything he possibly can to distract us from this worries me. I mean, he just sent two nuclear submarines off the coast of Russia, or at least says he did. And in response to that, Dmitry Medvedev, you know, Russia's kind of more or less number two, comes out and says, we're no longer respecting any previous agreements with regard to the use of nuclear weapons. Everything is on the table. We could use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. We could use tactical nukes against Europe. He went on to say also that if any American or European hardware is used to attack within Russia, they will consider that an attack from a NATO country, and they will attack that NATO country. Presumably on the assumption that Trump will not participate in a NATO response to Russia, or that NATO will be too afraid of starting World War III to fight back. Meanwhile, you know, this week, Poland just adopted a Trumpy president. So they've got, you know, a reasonable vice president, but Mr. Tusk, I believe. But now they've got this is the third European country now that's got a Trump-loving president, along with Hungary and Slovakia. And, or is it Slovenia? No, it's Slovakia. And this has the potential to kick off World War III. And if the Chinese think that Trump is sufficiently weakened and that it becomes increasingly apparent that his cover-up efforts aren't working, they could, you know, decide, hey, now's a great time to take Taiwan. Everybody's assuming that they're going to try and take Taiwan in 2027. Based on the way that they're doing their military stuff. And, you know, there's all this talk about it in back channels and whatnot. But, hey, they could speed that up. And that, of course, is still while Trump's in office. I mean, the whole idea is, well, he probably, you know, we'll just cut a deal with him. We'll take Taiwan and we'll continue to let Taiwan sell stuff to the United States. And we'll make a large contribution to Donald Trump's retirement funds or something like that. You know, they'll figure out a way to bribe him. He's open to bribes. I don't think he needs another 747. He already got one as a $400 million bribe. What other bribes could China offer? I mean, last time they gave Ivanka, his daughter, millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars worth of patents. What are they going to do for the Trump family this time around? I mean, the Saudis, they gave Ivanka's husband $2 billion to invest. I mean, it's like, you know, where is this going to go? But my whole point of this is that this cover-up, you know, the old saying, the cover-up is worse than the crime, that this cover-up could have implications that go way beyond Donald Trump, and even way beyond J.D. Vance scheming to get rid of Trump or rubbing his hands with glee or, you know, whatever he's doing. This could lead to world war. This could lead to another Great Depression if Trump thinks that some wild economic thing is going to get, you know, what's he going to do to distract us next when this fails or when the Ghislaine tapes come out and they're obviously a joke?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have some thoughts on oligarchy on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you feel like you missed out on the weekend news, no worries. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman, news director, will join us to keep us updated. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first, he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. Weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lake. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens and our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins me for Bar Band Friday Night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He stood in a mill with his red tie tied, told the boys in hard hats, I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam, a fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb, and the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American tariff scam.
Welcome back. So there's a kind of viral video going around of George Monbiot, who's a regular writer for the Guardian and a brilliant guy. I've corresponded with him before, and in fact, he's been on this program before. And he was referencing a book by Walter Scheidel, and it's called The Great Leveler. And this book is really a remarkable analysis of oligarchy and its impact on societies, not just small d democratic societies. And one of the things that Scheidel points out is that oligarchy is the default mode for organized societies throughout history. There, you know, whether it's the Mayans or the Incans or the second century Corinthians or the ancient Greeks or the Romans, the modern era. I mean, you name it. Eventually, as society, ancient Rome, as societies, complex societies become organized, wealthy people float to the top, basically, in terms of not just wealth, but they convert their wealth into political power, and they end up basically running things to the benefit of themselves and often to the detriment of everybody else. And this is called oligarchy, where you have a nation that is run of, by, and for rich people, which is where we're at right now. We haven't seen any... I mean, I would argue that there was some legislation that Joe Biden passed and the Democrats passed during the Biden presidency that benefited average people. In fact, there was some good legislation that did. But the vast majority of legislation that's been passed in the last 44 years since the Reagan Revolution has been exclusively to the benefit of the oligarchs, of the oligarchic class. And what Scheidel points out is that there's only four ways in history that oligarchy has been broken. And every single one of those ways, or several of those ways, by the way, we've seen in American history. There was the four ways are, number one, plague. And of course, the COVID pandemic, which was arguably a plague, not only did not break oligarchy in the United States, the American oligarchs became just about twice as rich within 3 or 4 years of 2020 as a result of the COVID virus and the shutdowns and the stock market crash and the buying opportunities and everything else. They became just about twice as rich as they were before. So it actually increased oligarchy in the United States. But anyhow, plague has historically broken oligarchy. It certainly did in the 13th century in Europe. All-out war can break oligarchy because it just destroys so much of a nation's infrastructure, consumes so much of a country's resources. The oligarchy in the United States that had formed during the Gilded Age was broken by World War II because
you know, FDR put a 91% income tax on people, and it was a 98% income tax in the UK. It broke oligarchy in the UK as well. And that's why we had a middle class leading up until the 80s, was that, you know, the war had broken oligarchy. The third way is revolution. This is what we did in 1776. We were ruled by an oligarchy based out of England, the wealthy, you know, squires, the wealthy, the factotums, those who served the king, the wealthy people who served the king, also basically ran America. And we rose up against that oligarchy and broke it. So that's revolution is the third way. And the fourth way is the collapse of the state itself. And you saw this, for example, in Zimbabwe or in Uganda. When I was in Uganda, you know, even the rich people were wiped out when Idi Amin fled and the Ugandan state collapsed. So the question is, what's going to break oligarchy in the United States this time? If Scheidel is right, it has to be one of these four things. And we tried plague in 2020. That didn't work. We're not going to have a revolution. We did that in the 1770s, but there's really nobody to revolt against right now. The collapse of the state is pretty unlikely, which pretty much leads war. And, you know, I think it's entirely possible that Donald Trump is going to give us what we had in the 20s and 30s and 40s, which is, you know, an economic collapse followed by a world war. I would add, you know, economic collapse, and perhaps that's what he means by collapse of the state, that economic collapse could be a big thing to break oligarchy as well. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I would like to suggest that there might be a fifth way to break oligarchy that hasn't, you know, been heralded and might have happened in other countries in the past. And that is what we almost did with the We the People Act. Senate Bill, House Bill 1, H.R., House Resolution 1, back in 2022, when Joe Biden was president, and we almost passed legislation reversing Citizens United. Citizens United being the, you know, one of the major drivers and sustainers, protectors of oligarchy in the United States. And we almost broke that. Except that the oligarchs reached out to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and said, you know, if you'll vote with the Republicans on this, and of course they owned all the Republicans already, the Republicans are the party of oligarchy, if you'll do this, we'll, you know, make sure that you're well rewarded, and I'm sure that they were. And they stabbed us all in the back. So, you know, the oligarchy actually became stronger as a result of that. Now you've got an oligarch as president. You've got 13 oligarchs in his cabinet, billionaire oligarchs in his cabinet. You've got oligarchs in Congress, people like Rick Scott worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So the question is, can we break oligarchy without a war, without a depression? And, you know, Scheidel would be very, if his book is any indication, would be very skeptical of that claim or of that possibility. But I'm hopeful. I think it's possible. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Don in Los Angeles. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I agree with you what you're saying about Trump and economic collapse and war perhaps as a way out. I don't think it's going to happen for about a year and a half, though. And you had mentioned him sending nuclear submarines to the coast of Russia. And I don't think that's really going to materialize in a war right now. And the reason is I've been doing a deep dive into the Russia-Ukraine war lately to find out what's going on there. And ever since Trump and Vance and all them dressed down Zelensky at the White House, was it back in February or March, there's been a huge turnaround in the momentum of this war. And right now, Ukraine is on the verge of winning it outright because they've got the state of the nation of Russia practically paralyzed. They've almost destroyed all their nuclear bomber fleet.
Well, no, they didn't destroy almost all of them. They destroyed less than 10% of them. They destroyed a handful of them.
Well, it shook the nation a lot.
Yes.
And they're having trouble with ATMs and other kinds of breakdowns. And they're starting to protest and rebel because they've lost a million men. And They had a huge offensive on July the 27th that cost $350 million. That was a complete rout. They just fell into a big trap. And so one thing after another has happened.
See, that in my mind, and I largely agree with your analysis, Don, but in my mind, that makes Putin even more dangerous. I mean, you know, these guys, when they're on their back foot, that's when they represent the greatest risk of doing something irrational.
Yeah, the elites in Russia are really divided about this now, and he's in danger of his own life, and it is very volatile. But the thing is that from Trump's angle, he's very embarrassed by all this because he's always been in the tank for Putin ever since this war started. He said so outright, and he gave him 50 days to kind of finish the job, just like Netanyahu with Gaza, you know. But he hasn't been able to make any gains, and so he realizes that Zelensky is about ready to win this, and he has to do something to intervene to get a peace deal that will salvage some leverage over Ukraine, because Ukraine will get all their territory back. He won't get a thing, won't get his peace prize, and Putin will still be in the mix if he can do this, because he'll just tell the world that you've got to have a peace deal when they're on the verge of actually winning.
Yeah, the problem is he doesn't know how to do this. And he's got Steve Witkoff, who's a real estate billionaire, not a professional statesman. You know, the guy has no experience whatsoever negotiating with Vladimir Putin, who is, you know, a lifelong KGB agent, a master negotiator, a master manipulator. Witkoff is like, it's like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of.
I'm not real optimistic
what
here, Don.
His approaches. No, I'm not either. I don't think it's. I don't think it's a threat right now, but it will be eventually. I think, but yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. My concern. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at the possibility of a country's leader doing irrational things because they've been backed into a corner, that could be Trump with regard to the Maxwell and Epstein possible revelations, particularly if they release some of the tapes of Maxwell saying, oh, no, Donald Trump never did anything. He was wonderful. That Bill Clinton, though, he was a dog, you know. And yeah. Even Trump's followers are going to know that that's BS, although maybe it'll work. I don't know. Fox News hasn't mentioned Epstein basically at all in about a week, maybe a week and a half, ever since Trump, you know, asked them not to. And and so for an awful lot of Trump's followers, the whole Epstein thing has now just kind of faded into the background.
That was their strategy.
That absolutely.
But you know, on Christian talk radio here, they're just ignoring the issue. They're not even talking about it.
Which is exactly what Fox is doing, and I think that you're going to see that right across the spectrum. So you know that takes some pressure off Trump, I suppose. But the mainstream media is not letting go of it. So we'll see how it plays out. Don, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Our number 202-808-9925. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it.
Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse and bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Prize Peace Prize winner, the former president of Poland, one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. You can register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead, and democracy is being tested, freedoms are under pressure, and the world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now to hear Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and former president of Poland. historyexplorer.com.
Trump University burned out, foundation beaten and undone. Mob money in the tower, Bezos whispers with Cohn. Casino's secrets, Trump and Epstein, shadows where the darkness shone. From hush money storm to a coup attempt, he weaponized the courts and democracy was bent. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? He tore our justice down, made law the loaded gun. With every tweet and pardon, the rule of law undone. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy?
Tariffs passed. Yeah, well, he certainly has broken enough laws. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well. I'll give you mentioned the $1 billion boondoggle of an Air Force One that we received earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, I read a piece in the New York Times that Trump diverted $950 million from the nuclear, from the military. I forget the budget. Yeah, I know it's the Pentagon budget.
It's the program to maintain a nuclear weapon stockpile.
Yeah, to clean them up, though. This was to clean up the, to clean it up.
Yeah.
So so he diverted it. So then last week I saw now in South Carolina, officials found a radioactive wasp nest at a facility that was formerly a nuclear dump. So,
well, that was a nuclear power plant, wasn't it?
I think it was, it's an old in South Carolina, but it's just the ironic thing about it. You know, this money was supposed to go to clean things up, and it's just going into this, supposed to go into his presidential library. We talked about it before. I think he's just jealous of Reagan. That's why he wants this plane. But it's not $1 billion for what? I mean, it's just our money.
No, he wants the plane because it's a flying palace, and he wants to, have something that's cooler than Epstein's plane. Epstein had a 727, which is a pretty big plane. And, and Trump only has a 757 right now, which is, smaller, I believe. He just wants this thing after he leaves the White House, in 3.5 years to be his very own flying palace. The horror of it is really that it's a bribe, that we had serious policy differences with Qatar. I'd put at the top of that list that they have been, one of the principal supporters of Hamas for years and years. But suddenly, if you support Hamas on the Columbia University campus, you get thrown into an ICE detention center. But if you support Hamas in Qatar and you give the president a $400 million airplane as a bribe, then suddenly you're just our best friend. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild.
Incredible. Just how many people, how many, let's say the bee population, we need bees just to keep it on radioactive quick. Just think about the bee population.
Well,
we
what
need
happens
the
when the 50-foot wasp shows up?
Something like that, from the 1950s.
Like
that's it.
Spider-Man when he was bit by the radioactive spider, remember?
That was the premise for
the whole thing. There you go. Bill, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. Don't get stung by a radioactive wasp. You might turn into Wasp Man. I mean,
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counsel.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a
finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief. The UN Security Council is expected to meet this weekend over Israel's plans to take control of Gaza City. The Palestinian representative to the UN, Riyad Mansour.
This escalation by the Israeli government is going in total contradiction to the will of the international community, international law, and common sense.
Mexico's president responded today to reports that President Trump has directed the Pentagon to use armed forces to target foreign drug cartels.
Cooperamos, colaboramos, pero no va a haber invasión.
She said there will be no invasion of her country. There are questions over an executive order yesterday allowing Americans saving through 401ks to invest in private equity or cryptocurrency assets. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
These employers, they are required by law to allow retirement options that are in the best interest of the employees, not Wall Street.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.